Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Hello and welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Joining me here at the KUAC Alaska Live Archive Studios, it's Caitlin Warblow and friends, and I know her friends now. I've met Kyle before because you've been on the show in the past. And so welcome back, Kyle Santa, and welcome to Isaac Alderson also. You're going to kick off the show with a tune, right, Caitlin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll start off with some jigs. Thank you.
Caitlin Warvelow joins us here with more guests from the Celtic music category of the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. And you guys have a concert tonight. It's called Across the Ocean, and it's at 8 p.m. at Pioneer Park. And tell me what folks can expect from the name of that Across the Ocean theme.
Well, we actually came up with that name a few years ago because this concert often has a variety of musicians on it, not just from Ireland and Scotland, but we often have American roots people joining us, or we play American tunes on the concert, or a random guest shows up. It's always quite a variety show. This year, we're sticking a bit more to the Celtic stuff. We're having our group of Irish musicians, and we also have a new Irish dancer who's never been to Fairbanks before.
Oh, very fun.
Actually, he arrived at the airport, got right in a car and drove straight down to Denali to play a gig within 15 minutes of getting out of the car in Denali. So he's been having a good Alaska experience so far.
What a way to stretch your legs after long flight and car ride.
Absolutely,
go do some Irish dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, so it will be our Irish contingent, and then we have quite a few Scottish musicians and dancers as well this year.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to that, and let's hear another tune. That first one was so fun. Were there names to those jigs?
Yeah. Do you want to introduce the tunes?
Isaac, you want to introduce what those were?
I don't know the name of the first one.
So uh-huh.
Oh, I know the name of the first one. The first one's called, I like the name, it's called The Hungry Rocks.
Hungry Rocks.
I don't know what that refers to.
I'm sure there's a story behind
it. I don't want to be swallowed up by the Hungry Rocks.
It sounds unpleasant.
No.
Unpleasant.
But the Ilian pipes playing was very pleasant. That was very fun. Isaac, you want to introduce the rest of what you guys played?
Thank you. One rarely hears the words piping and pleasant in the same sentence. So, the second tune is a great piping tune that I think I got mostly right, except for one little bit there. It's called The Gallow Glass. I first learned it from the playing of a great piper from Northern Ireland named Robbie Hannon. And then the last tune is called The Humors of Drina. And I couldn't tell you where Drina is, but...
Me neither.
Across the ocean.
Across the ocean.
Across the ocean, exactly. The Atlantic one.
Cool. We'll play some more tunes.
Great. Sounds good.
This first tune is a hornpipe that I really like in an unusual key. It's in the key of G minor, and it's called The Ebb Tide. And then we'll play two reels after that. Eileen Curran and Come West Along the Road. Thank you.
Warblow and Kyle Santa and Isaac Alderson are my guests here on KUAC's Alaska Live, and they're guest artists from the Celtic Music category of Fairmix Summer Arts Fest. And across the ocean, I bet your dancer might join you on that tune.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, that is true. He joined us from, we played that tune in Denali, so we'll ask him to do
something. Fun. I can kind of hear where he comes in. That's
you
fun.
Should have gotten up
in the sun. I'm not sure I have the shoes on for it. excuses. Caitlin, we cannot go farther without talking about the exciting life you've been living lately on Broadway. You were part or are part of a Broadway hit musical that was Tony Award nominated and did a wonderful performance on the stage of the Tony Awards for Come From Away.
Yep, and Isaac also has been playing. He's been subbing for the flute chair as well. So it's been pretty fun. And we actually ended up winning a Tony at the awards, which was pretty cool.
That's right, for Best Director.
Yep. And that was quite an experience to see the behind the scenes machinery on the Tonys was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
When I watched the performance, I kept like craning my neck like that would do anything while I'm watching it on a screen, but I kept looking for the band, and you're kind of back in the shadows, and then the smile on my face when the band comes out and jumps up on the chairs
yes.
and performs for the last half of that tune.
Yes.
That was very exciting. And you in your Steal Your Face Deadhead shirt. Is that part
yes.
of your costume?
That is part of my costume, actually. Uh-huh. Yeah, I get more comments about that shirt than yeah. about anything else. But yeah, that's what happens in the show. Actually, we all get up on chairs at the end of the show, and some of us get to jump off the chairs. So far, we haven't had any fatalities jumping off the chairs. Some near misses with the chairs, but yeah.
So if we have folks from Fairbanks visiting New York City, mm-hmm. they can see Come From Away on Broadway.
Absolutely, yeah. We're selling tickets through May right now. So anytime this winter or next spring, and I might regret saying this, but if any Fairbanks has come to New York, you can get in touch with me and I'll take you backstage after the show if you want.
Wow, that is so fun. And it's great to have you as a guest artist again here in Fairbanks and to know that you've gone on to Broadway. That's really exciting.
Well, I'm grateful, as always, every summer to come back and be able to perform at the Summer Arts Festival and to teach and bring my best friends with me. It's an honor.
Kyle, speaking of coming back and being at Summer Arts Festival, what's your favorite part of being a returning guest artist? Because you've been here for a few years and maybe you've seen some of the same students progress, or what's your favorite part of coming back to Fairbanks Summer
yeah,
Arts?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to put that into words, because I think about that. I was thinking about this like on my first day here, which was actually yesterday, but because I haven't been here in a few years, and there's something, even just arriving from the airport, about the air and the light, and it's a really special place just geographically. And then seeing all of these people that I have worked with for many years, that people are, you know, so generous and interesting here as well. And there's been, I don't know, just some stuff brewing in my head about like what makes Alaska Alaskan, you know, this thing that I'm experiencing, which
yeah.
I don't know exactly how to put it into words, but it's something that I do whenever I'm flying back to New York City. I just tell myself I have to come back here.
Right. You fly into the darkness when you're going back to New York City, but you don't experience darkness here at this time of year. You must come back
sure
in the winter one of these days so you can experience things like northern lights and
uh-huh.
30 below.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your guitar will be fine. Just put it in the bathroom with the shower on for a little while, humidify it, and
okay.
it's all good. Caitlin will tell you all about
yeah,
it. you have a tune or two worked up, I know, as a duo, and I've seen you as a duo before, Caitlin and Kyle. Do you have something worked up for this show?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Definitely. We'll do a tune that the two of us have been playing actually here in Alaska for a number of years. Kyle hasn't been here in 3 summers, right? 2 or 3 summers. So we're pulling out all the old Fairbanks classics, and this is one of them, except that we've made a new arrangement of it. The tune is called The Pretty Girl Milking Her Cow.
Really gorgeous duet, and I don't know if it conjured up milking maids in the fields or in the barns, but still, green fields and goodness.
Maybe it's a cow moose.
Hey, oh, danger! Caitlin, how many years have you been teaching at Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival?
I was just thinking about that on the way up, and I couldn't remember what the first year was that we came. Do you remember? I think it might have been 2009. Yeah.
Right. So almost 10 years by now.
Yeah.
Yep. You've been coming up. And is Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, is it special in a way that all skill levels are welcome to sign up for classes, and then you get these high level of skill artists there to teach the workshops? Are there other places that take on this and in all dimensions of arts?
I'd say this is a pretty unique festival in terms of both the variety of things that are taught. I mean, it's usually it would just be music or dance or art or whatever it is, and here there's everything.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the levels, the classes, at least in our program, are very inclusive. So we'll have people who are absolute beginners coming in, and people have been playing since they were kids. We have kids. We have just a really wide variety of people. And I personally like that because that is what I... that's what I like about the Fairbanks music community, and I think it's one of the reasons that I am doing what I do and have gotten where I am now is because of the inclusiveness of the community here and being taken in at an early age and playing with adults and with other kids and in competitive settings and in people's kitchens. I try to model our program off of the way that I was raised here in Fairbanks.
Welcome back. It's so nice to have you here. Isaac, is this your first time here with the Fairbanks Summer Arts, or you've been up here before?
I was here last year as well. Okay. I've been to Fairbanks several times in years past, but not in connection with the festival. So last year was my first time with the festival.
How many participants have you found that have a set of the Ilion pipes?
I don't think any. I'm mostly teaching a flute and whistle, and then we're also teaching a session class, which is a group tunes learning class as well.
Well, I think that is a great segue into the finale. I know you have a lot to do with your upcoming performance across the ocean at Pioneer Park at 8, and I know that you have a lot to do with your classes and such, so it's so great that you took time out of your busy schedules to come here to Alaska Live, too.
I really appreciate you asking us, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's a few reels to end off with. Thank you.
Thanks so much to my guests from the Celtic Music section of the Summer Arts Festival. And thanks to my live in-studio audience here at the KUAC Archive Studios and to KUAC TV's Mac Landry and Heather Hintzman and KUAC FM's John Perrault and Jerry Swanson. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.